Welcome into the ESPN FC studios. Great to have you with us for this Monday edition of the show. Craig Burley, Stephen Nickel, Shaka Hislop, Sebastian Salazar with you. We'll also be joined throughout by Don Hutchison, who will help us preview a massive slate of fixtures in the Champions League tomorrow. But we begin in the Premier League. Arsenal away 3-1 winners against West Ham. Goals from Gabriel Martinelli, Nicolas Pepe, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Three goals on just three shots on goal for Arsenal. Effective, if not dominant, that moves them into the top half of the Premier League table. Ninth place, just 1 point back of Spurs, nestled in there at seventh. Craig, were you impressed by Arsenal's performance today?
No.
Why not?
I think, at the end of the day, a victory is a victory, and credit for coming back and scoring the goals. It was better in the second half. However, West Ham had Arsenal where they wanted them in the first half. And a good team, a decent team, would have put Arsenal away, I think. A decent team would have buried Arsenal today. But West Ham are not a decent team. And that's why they are where they are in the league now. And that's why Pellegrini's hanging by a thread. And they allowed a very poor Arsenal team back into the game. And Arsenal took full advantage. And the one bonus for them is they've got a guy in Aubameyang that scores goals. Did it last year for Arsenal, did it for Dortmund, doing it again this season. That's the one bonus for them. But trust me, had this been a better side than West Ham, I think they would not have been allowed back into this game.
Stevie, you agree?
At 1-0 to West Ham, I couldn't figure out where the goal was going to come from. And then defensively, West Ham collapsed. The two centre-backs on the first goal were far too deep. And then unfortunately, they had to bring Masuaku on, who, quite frankly, shouldn't be in the Premier League. And he let Pepe come inside on his left peg, and that was kind of it. So, on paper, it looks a good win, 3-1 away from home, but they were less than impressive.
I mean, what more can we ask for from this Arsenal team than what they gave today?
Well, you can ask them to do the same against better opposition. And the boys.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen today. Today,
well,
response.
I'd like it to happen at some point. not just today. I'd like it to happen at some point, and it hasn't. The truth is, and the boys are absolutely right, this is a desperately poor West Ham outfit. And as I said on this show a few weeks back, when you need a performance and need a result, there's no better team in the league to play than West Ham. And Arsenal proved it. For me, though, right, result aside, you look at Arsenal and how they play. They are desperately unconvincing, passing the ball out to the back. And I'm convinced that's a disaster just waiting to happen. Again, maybe against better opposition, they get punished. And Pepe, as good a goal as he scored, I don't think he offered an awful lot before then. Martinelli, similarly. It's an equally unconvincing Arsenal team, but the difference between the two is they have Aubameyang. And in the end, that proved they're enough for them to get 3 points.
Don Hutchison, I don't want to hear how bad West Ham are. What's not to like about what we saw from Arsenal today?
Well, there's millions of things not to like. I didn't think they were any good. I've seen them play against Brighton a few days back, and the game was sort of looking like a carbon copy of that game. Brighton had more quality. Arsenal at the moment look a shadow of what the team's been over the last few years. You know, it's a team that were there for the taking. No wins in seven. And Shaka's right, and engaging social media tonight, it was all about how, you know, if you're an Arsenal fan, if you're an Arsenal player, there's one team you want to turn up in the Premier League and you want to play, it's West Ham. But Arsenal have just got nothing about them at the moment. There's no real confidence about them. There's no real temper to their play. There was periods in the second half before the goals going in where I was watching some of the Arsenal players. They were disappearing. They were hiding. We've all played the game, and when you're suffering a lack of confidence, you have to be brave and you've got to get on the ball. You've got to want to play. And I'm seeing performances at the moment from guys at the back and in midfield that are just not good enough. And they've got Aubameyang. They've got people like Lacazette who can turn it on, even though he's been a little bit tiresome of late, you know, having arguments with loads of teammates. And, you know, even Mesut Ozil tonight, yet again, just disappeared out of the game. And, you know, West Ham are a very average side. And for an hour, they had Arsenal exactly where he wanted them. And then all of a sudden, Arsenal turned it on and West Ham couldn't cope.
Don, three goals in 9 minutes. Freddie Ljungberg must have said something positive at the half. Can we at least give him some respect for the work today?
Well, a little bit. I mean, but what do you say? I mean, it's easy to play when you're losing the game. We all know that. We, you know, you've got to play it 0-0. You've got to play even if you're 1-0 up. We can all chase the game. And we can all just abandon plans once you go 1-0 behind. And that was the case. Yes, Freddie would have probably got into his players. I'm not sure what type of character he is. I wouldn't imagine he's a Duncan Ferguson and would have ranting and raving at half-time. He might ask for a little bit of calm and a little bit of patience. But that's not what Arsenal need. They need something where, you know, the players on the pitch are going to get a rocket or two, and that's not going to happen, and you can see it in their performances.
Right, nobody then on the panel very generous with Arsenal or Lomborg. As we look at the odds for Arsenal's next permanent manager, Mikel Arteta right now, the odds-on leader at 3-1. Carlo Ancelotti in there at 14-1. I guess the question is, why wait around? Craig, would you do it now for one of these guys?
By your line of questioning today, you'll be hoping Freddie Ljungberg gets a job. Because you're coming across as if you're his agent. You bought shares in Arsenal in the last few weeks.
Look, when they score 3 goals in 9 minutes...
You're asking me who's going to get the job, by the way. I have no idea.
Anytime
you're now telling people what to say. Hold on, don't talk about West Ham. Let's talk about Arsenal. Tell me what's good about Arsenal. I'll tell you what was good about Arsenal today, West Ham.
Nah, come on.
You
can only beat the team in front of you. How many times have I heard on this desk?
They looked good for 10 minutes.
We just saw that list of potential managers. Should they do it now? Or give Ljungberg a few more months to...
No, I think...
Clearly not impress anybody
here. The sooner they get someone experienced then and start bringing in some better players, the better for them. Because the longer they go on with what they've got, it's just going to be stumbling from one game to another, quite frankly.
Ljungberg doesn't continue for you?
No. Listen,
you've been calling for Allegri, right? Now.
I've been calling for somebody for a long time. I know Ljungberg hasn't convinced well, I know it's only 3 games, and again, I'll stay away from criticising Arsenal. There's nothing about Freddie Ljungberg that suggests he's a right fit for Arsenal long term. Get it done now, because again, if the merry-go-round starts, I think Arsenal find themselves quite low down on the pecking list.
It's not Freddie Ljungberg. I mean, it's not. We could talk about Freddie Ljungberg for an hour. It ain't nothing to do with Freddie Ljungberg.
No.
It's the squad. Mm. It's the decisions that have been made. It's the personnel, right? We're talking like they've been beaten 5-0 today, by the way. But that's where they are. They're totally, and I repeat, a decent side would have absolutely smashed that team today. Seriously, they would have done. And it's about recruitment. The recruitment, I mean, the midfield. The Arsenal midfield is horrible. Mm. The back line is horrible, right? They're a million miles away from getting back to where Arsene Wenger had them many moons ago. A million miles. And, you know, they can change the manager now, but until they get the recruitment policy correct, they're going to be out of the equation.
Let's talk about West Ham, shall we?
No, I've talked about
them. No, we're going to talk about them now. because they find themselves in 16th place, 1 point clear of the relegation. So now, we like to hold people accountable on this show. Let's flash back to September 23rd when Don Hutchison was asked to compare West Ham with Leicester City.
I think Leicester can push him, but I think I'm seeing something different. I'm seeing a little bit of steeliness from West Ham this season. Is there any difference, seriously, between West Ham and Leicester? Is there any difference?
God's sake, Don, leave it.
Is there?
Leave it. This is harsh.
I'm sorry.
Don, I told him, Don, I said, don't do it. Don't get that clip.
You remembered the date it was. You were the one that asked for it.
I said, don't embarrass Don here. And they said, no, we're going to have to drag this up from the archives. Mm-hmm. Well, it can happen to anybody, can't it?
Yeah, well, I'll say, as a master of a terrible take, Wayne Rooney, I can appreciate Don going out on... Don, do you have any defence for yourself here?
I've got no defence, but I'm just wondering when the Stevie Nicol chat about Sheffield United going down is going to happen as well. If we're calling people out on this show, Stevie Nick, you said about Sheffield United not being good enough to stay in the division, they're going to go down in the bottom three?
Well, that was me and probably 100 million others on the planet, whereas you were the only person to say to West Ham, we're going to be in the top four. That's a slight difference.
They were sitting in third at the time when I called it.
Is this the new curse? Is this the new, like, curse of ESPN FC? The Don Hutchison curse? We've had the shock of her. Yeah.
I bounced back from that.
Look at this. So here's West Ham before that fateful day. And after just one win in the 10 matches.
Let's be honest. He can't. You know, we talked about managers the other week. Marco Silva, he's gone. Unai Emery.
Pellegrini's got to be.
He's gone.
I mean.
Maurizio Pochettino, he's gone. They've got another big decision to make. It could be in the next 24 hours. It could be in the next week. They've got Southampton, I believe, the next game. Then the game against Liverpool's postponed. And they got Leicester City. Mm. I mean, it's looking grim.
Plenty more discussion on West Ham sure to come on the Gab and Jules podcast.
Are you telling them what to say now?
Weekly. New episodes drop Monday. And I'm over on ESPN's Pod Center, Apple Podcasts. Liverpool sitting pretty atop the Premier League, so much so that Stevie on Saturday's show said the league's over. Quote, absolute catastrophe if Liverpool don't win. Quote, the biggest collapse of all time. Yeah, it's your turn to get...
You're turning into Thomas.
...stitched up now.
You're turning into
biggest
Thomas.
Biggest collapse of all time.
All that...
I mean, apart from the 8 points they gave away last year.
That's right. Leicester City, 8 points back. Look at Leicester City's last 9 results. All wins. Stevie, right. Given that...
You're right. I thought I heard them say that with Dan. I saw the clip on Saturday where he anointed Liverpool Premier League champions.
I dream on.
No?
Why have you discounted Leicester?
Sorry?
You've discounted them if you've... With an 8-point cushion.
Listen, please tell me why Leicester are going to overtake Liverpool. Liverpool's not lost a game in the Premier League for nearly a year. And this season, in 15 games, they've got 1 draw and 14 wins. Leicester's lost twice and drawn twice already in 15 games. So, please tell me the reason why Leicester are going to overtake Liverpool. Because I just can't see it.
Craig?
Oh, consistency.
Yeah, but... So has there been a more consistent team than Liverpool?
No, but...
So they're going to come back to earth, Stevie. They won't replicate the first half.
I don't think anybody disagrees that Liverpool are the best side in the Premier League at the moment, right? However... You can't discount... Right, another way to put it. In your mind, is a title race over?
In my mind?
Yeah.
Yes, I said it would be a... It would be a catastrophe for Liverpool to turn around this year and not win the Premier League title. The position they're in
now... 8 points. They gave up 8 points last year.
And the difference is... We're talking about Leicester City here. We're not talking about Manchester City.
So Manchester they're not 6 points behind
Manchester City... Manchester City... We're defending champions and we're arguably the best team in the Premier League. Nobody would argue that. So the difference. We're talking about a team in Leicester City who are up and coming, who don't have experience.
Yes, they
certainly
do.
They certainly don't have the squad.
Kasper Schmeichel won the league.
Squad.
Jamie Vardy's won the league.
Well,
Johnny Evans has won the league.
Here's the thing for me. Had we been talking about any other club outside of, let's say, the Big Six and Leicester, putting together this kind of run and being 8 points behind Liverpool, we'd have said it's done and dusted. But I think we all learned our lesson from a few years back when Leicester did exactly this and held on to win the league. So as a result, we're giving Leicester a respect that we wouldn't give any other club by any other name. Other than that... I'm with Stevie. This is over a long time
ago. Hold on. Leicester have... Are you winding me up?
Well, you're just being argumentative.
You wouldn't put what do you mean they blew a 10-point lead last
you
year,
wouldn't Stevie? It's not City. This is Leicester.
They haven't lost
this
in
is
9.
Leicester.
Are you calling
Sorry,
him argumentative?
They haven't lost in 9.
They've lost 2 in 15. Liverpool haven't lost any. They've drawn 2 and 15. Liverpool's drawn 1. So every which way you want to look at Liverpool...
You think Liverpool keeps that up in the second half of the season?
If you... They've lost one Premier League game in a year.
An amazing first half. They're going to come back down to earth.
Who's got the best defensive record in the Premier League? Hey, Stevie.
Listen,
Who's got the top scorer in the Premier League? Who's got the best...
So what? Where are they sitting now? They're so good. By the way, Leicester are so good, they're 8 points behind Liverpool.
Which is where Man City were.
And Man City, Leicester team, aren't a lick of what Man City were
by
last
way,
year.
Tell you what, let's just hope that Jurgen Klopp hasn't got the same
Man City was so bad, by the way, that they finished the season winning, 15 in a trot? That's how bad Man City were.
Leicester City have just won 9 in the trot, 8 in the Premier League.
Mm. But they've lost 2.
They've got the best
defence. And they've drawn 2 out of 15.
Oh, but they're 8 points behind and it's not insurmountable. They've got the best defence in the Premier League. They've got the top score in the Premier League. And by the way...
Nobody's saying it. Mathematically, it's not insurmountable. Absolutely, 100%.
Right. Well, it isn't.
But I'll tell you what, you're not putting 1 cent on Leicester City winning the league.
If Liverpool beat Leicester, I said it yesterday before we go to Dawn, sorry. If Liverpool beat Leicester on Boxing Day, it's over. If that's reversed, it's not. No?
You agree with that?
No.
So it's over for Stevie.
Hold on. I don't see Leicester catching.
By the way, Leicester's got to beat City before they play Liverpool.
No, I know that. I'm not saying Leicester City are going to win the league. I'm saying can't have an arrogant... No, I'm saying the title race cannot be over with Leicester City in the form they're in.
Well, it's not over. It's not over because mathematically it's not over.
Do you think that's what Jurgen Klopp sent his players?
Let's get Don's take on this. Don, how much of a threat for you are Leicester?
Well, it sounds like Craig's making a case for Leicester to win the league. I mean,
Liverpool
have already beat Leicester.
Oh, well, yeah. And?
Well, that doesn't count.
Man United have beat Leicester.
And?
Well, I mean, are Leicester going to go unbeaten from now to the end of the season? Highly unlikely. Could Liverpool? Yes. I think Liverpool are too good. I cannot see Liverpool.
I tell you what, the arrogance of you two ex-Liverpool players is stunningly frightening.
Shut up, the arrogance.
To dismiss...
Come on, give me a break.
How much, Craig?
The Perries, one second. The Perries are just dismissing...
Shut up.
The informed team in the Premier League, right? That's what you're doing.
How much of the Burnley money would you put on that?
Sorry, put on what? I think Liverpool will win the Premier League, I don't think it's impossible that Leicester City could overhaul them if they don't get a big barrage of injuries. No?
Ah, well, now you're changing the narrative.
I'm not changing the narrative. I'm saying the title race is not over unless Liverpool beat Leicester City on Boxing Day.
All right, all things willing. Hopefully this conversation will not continue.
I tell you what, that's
extra
two,
just being argumentative.
That's two pairs of Liverpool doing. Goggles.
Oh,
one
shot.
Here and one in London.
Get lost.
Extra time available for you daily over on our YouTube channel. We promise much less yelling in the segment you just watched. 8 Champions League matches scheduled for Tuesday as 4 of the 8 groups will be finalized tomorrow. Let's focus in on Group F. Barcelona are already through. They'll travel to Inter Milan. Here's what happens. If Dortmund doesn't drop points when they host Prague, Inter have to beat Barcelona. Barcelona team that figures to be without Messi, without Piqué, and perhaps a few others. Don, will Inter Milan be good enough to beat a Barcelona B team?
It's a very good question. They came close in a few games that was passed by. I mean, they come very close. Barca scored a very late goal. They could get a result there, but I still fancy Dortmund will have too much at home against Slavia. Slavia, a very good side, and give one or two teams in the group a test along the way. But Dortmund, all of a sudden, after their mauling at the weekend, I think they might just go through. I think they're a good side, Dortmund. A little bit shaky at times. They're not really one of these teams where you want to rely on, but I think in this group, they might just pip Inter.
Dortmund the team to get it done?
Well, they've got the easier game, really.
Do you trust them?
Do I trust Dortmund?
Yeah.
Not particularly. They had a big win at the weekend. I just don't... It depends on what Valverde does. Mm. I don't trust Inter either, really, as good as they've been... As good a start as they've had. I'm not... I'll say... I'm going to just go Dortmund.
Okay. Stevie?
I'm going to go Inter.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
Dortmund dropped points against Prague.
Listen, Inter won this game, Inter are through.
Okay.
And they're playing a B team, as you said. Now, Inter... In my opinion, at home have to be favourites against a team in Barcelona where half the first team's going to be missing. I mean, it's very difficult not to think they're going to beat Barcelona. That means they go through.
Yeah.
Barcelona's already through, so I just don't see how Dortmund go through. Yes, they'll beat Slavia Prague, but I think Inter wins this 1-0. They'll score and then try and shut up shop.
I'm with Steve here. Listen, Barcelona without Lionel Messi, and we've said this time and time again, are a decidedly average team. I think Inter, all they need to do is equal Dortmund's result. Thanks to the head-to-head, I think they do that. They go through.
All right, let's shift our attention then to Group E. Liverpool in action. Early matches tomorrow. They sit atop the group. Stevie, Liverpool need a draw, just a draw against Salzburg to clinch their spot in the knockout rounds. How confident are you?
Well, listen, of course we're not. Right? That's a silly question.
They can afford to lose, never mind draw. I mean, if Salzburg have to win by two, which seems unlikely.
Erling Haaland scoring for fun doesn't scare you?
Listen, absolutely, you got to respect them, but I think Liverpool will score in this game. And so that means they have to lose three. Yes, they haven't been at their best defensively, but I don't see them losing three. No, Liverpool go through.
Liverpool, Napoli?
I don't see them losing.
Yeah.
I don't see them losing Liverpool.
Same for you?
Yeah. Liverpool go through.
Maybe against Leicester, but maybe not so much in the Champions League.
Reach back here.
Don, who you got going through in this group?
Liverpool, but only just. I've covered Salzburg a few times in the Champions League, and they're scoring for fun. I think the average between 2.5 and 3 goals a game. So Liverpool have to be a little bit careful. But I think, as the guy said, I think Liverpool, knowing they just need a draw and the way they're playing, you know, they can put anyone to the sword. But I think what's guaranteed in this game is we'll see a fair few goals, but Liverpool go through.
Whether we see goals or not, we will discuss it all on tomorrow's show. Make sure to catch it. More Champions League action tomorrow as we focus in on Group H. Ajax, Valencia, Chelsea all alive. Ajax can clinch their spot in the knockout rounds with just a draw. Chelsea need to beat Lille at home as Valencia visits Amsterdam. Don, two of these three teams will go through to the knockout round. Who's it going to be?
Well, I think Ajax top the group. I think they're a very, very good side. I think Chelsea, I think it's a straightforward win for them. Lille have been the whipping boys of this group, only on 1 point, and I think if you ask Frank at the start of the campaign, you'd have a home tie at the Bridge and you're playing Lille last to go through into the last 16. I'm pretty sure he would have took that.
Particularly after the wake-up call at Everton. You know, the kick up the backside, the sort of mistakes, the things that Lampard talked about at the end of the game. So it's not like they're coming into this game with any complacency. They got a bit of a trousering at Goodison in terms of what Lampard didn't like. And so I don't expect any mistakes, any silly mistakes, and it could cost them, but I don't see it.
Stevie?
Yeah, Lille are the whipping boys big time. So Chelsea wins this game, so Chelsea goes through.
Ajax and Valencia?
As for the other one, there could be goals in that, but you can't go against Ajax, not after what they did last year and the way they've been playing this year. So I think Valencia is going to be the team that misses out.
Before we focus on Ajax and Valencia, just looking at Chelsea coming off, as Craig mentions, the Everton, I mean, surely there's got to be some concerns there heading into this.
Not a whole heap of concern heading into this one. Listen, Chelsea have already done better than many expected them to up to this point. You take those blips. Listen, Frank has seen the end and done it. I think he rides his ship. And against Lille, who better? I want to see Ajax go through because I think they've been the best team in the group. I want to see Chelsea go through because I want to see Steve shout at Dan because Dan criticised his Chelsea pick earlier in the season.
The game was bonkers, wasn't it? The Valencia-Chelsea game was absolutely bonkers in terms of a spectacle. And I expect Chelsea to be much more professional at the Bridge against Lille, as I say. Mistakes were made at the weekend at Everton and I do not expect, and neither will Lampard, the same mistakes to be made. And such a big game for them to get into the knockout stages. After the summer they had with the transfer window ban and all that sort of nonsense, they've got a great chance. It's in their hands, and I think we'll do it.
Right then, that's all the time we've got for today. For Don, Craig, Stevie, Shaka, I'm Seb. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
There's Crispy. And then there's Crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Extra Time. We got your questions right here, all five of them.
Sorry.
You okay?
No, I was laughing at Shaq.
Okay.
There's a little bit of...
Hey there, everybody.
Later,
hey there, everybody.
I do believe he was getting rid of a cup.
Oh, yeah, no, I got rid of that a long time ago.
Sorry, did I have like a Western accent in your impersonation there?
Yes, that's what I heard.
Okay. Still nothing tops your American voice impersonation on the show. Are you okay? Sorry.
Who's up?
That's you. You sound like an angry...
I
sound
like that.
Yeah, you sound like Randy Savage. All right, Niccolo asks, how was Trinidad and Tobago, Shaka?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yes.
What'd you get into?
Nothing.
Trouble?
Nope. I went to see my parents, so it was
good.
Good. did my duties as ambassador for the Tranebogo Secondary Schools Football League.
I tell you what.
What are those duties?
It's very hard.
Unbelievable. He never just goes anywhere.
No, he's working.
He never just goes anywhere and has
very like hard
a break.
Let me tell you.
He's always got a something. There's always something.
Yeah. Hardest working man on the show.
I keep trying to tell you all that, but no.
No?
I'm done.
Okay. No more about this.
What was the drink of choice? Bourbon?
Angostura 1787. It's a lovely rum.
Mm. Oh, rum?
Rum. Mm-hmm.
Rum.
Yes.
Rum.
Lovely.
All right, next question. What is Arsenal's...
1787.
Oh, sorry, we're still talking about rum.
There's a Trinidad on the
offset. Yeah, one of our...
He doesn't know 1787.
That's just high end?
Yeah.
Low end, or what is it?
It's high end. Okay. And it is smooth.
Only the best of the best.
Wow.
Spent a few quid, though.
Did you get bloated?
No, I didn't get bloated because I had responsibilities every day. I take my responsibilities seriously, Craig.
That sounded genuine. Wally asks, what is Arsenal's best front three?
Ian Wright.
Get out of here. Don, who are Arsenal's best front three?
I think it's pretty obvious. If he can try and get all the players playing at the top level in form, I think Pepe for sure. And I think Aubameyang and Lacazette, I don't think anyone would probably disagree. You know, Mesut Ozil, I don't think, can reach that top level anymore. Certainly not in the Premier League. So that's the three I would go for.
Any other thoughts on the Arsenal three?
It's unimportant. Aubameyang score goals. Lacazette will score goals given an opportunity. It's unimportant what the front three is. It's more important what the rest of the team is.
Fair enough. Stevie Nichols, Shepherd's Pie asks, who has the more unstable defence, Arsenal or Manchester City? At first you thought it was an easy question, and then I felt like...
I'd have City's defence over Arsenal.
Hold on, that's an easy question to answer. Easy. Arsenal. Really? All day. City have won the league.
Oh, more unstable.
Back to back.
Arsenal's more unstable. I'd have City's defence over
Arsenal. They're not playing very well at the moment, but...
You know what Manchester United did to him? That didn't knock City down a peg in your eyes?
As compared to Arsenal's defence?
That's pretty bad, Arsenal, isn't it?
I can never win on this show. Craig Burley's therapist asks for Craig...
How did you become such a big Arsenal fan, by the way?
Seriously? You went out all day.
Hey.
All day? It's just...
Listen, nobody's asking you if you'd be here. Hey. If you can't win in this show, go knock on the boss's door and say, I can't win in this show. And move me
I think me losing on this show is much of the appeal.
Move me on to something where I can win.
You with your Arsenal whiz. Carry on.
Why do you love Arsenal?
If I say I don't love Arsenal, then Arsenal fans will be mad. If I say,
who cares who gets mad?
They were great today. I think, as I mentioned 10 times on the show, they scored 3 goals in 9 minutes, Stevie, which is very impressive.
Who did?
Arsenal.
He's used that stat 4 times on the show.
Yeah, and nobody's listened once.
Craig and Stevie, what are your thoughts on Bayern passing on Pochettino and instead going for Ten Hag or Tuchel, who, as Craig Burley's therapist adds, has been average at PSG?
I don't mind Ten Hag. Why would you take Tuchel over Pochettino? You can't go wrong, Pochettino or Ten Hag, but why would you take Tuchel over Pochettino? I'm sorry, not me, I wouldn't.
Nope.
Because he was at Dortmund, all about German connection, Dortmund, I don't know about it.
Right then, our final question comes from Dan Thomas's burner account. Does Don fancy coming out of retirement to play for West Ham?
Shaq was talking about that earlier.
Yeah. I mean, the way they're playing at the moment, at left back, me and Shaka have got a right chance. Shaka in the back of the nets. I could just play sweeper or midfield, anywhere really, up front. I'll just put my boots on, get a game, start winning games, get back in the top four. Simple.
Yep, right back in that top four. Just like on September 23rd.
We beat Leicester.
I mean, how long is Declan Rice going to stay there?
You guys were pretty high on him during the match today.
No,
you two specifically.
He can't stay there for long.
No.
They need an overhaul. Sell him and use that money to buy everybody. Buy me and Don.
Can't buy you, son. You come with rum.
Well, I've got my responsibilities. I've got to be mindful of. You're right, Craig.
It was the secondary?
Secondary Schools Football League.
Yeah, not the wrong.
Come on.
All your important responsibilities.
All those kids turning up to be coached, and all you can smell is a stench.
That's not true. That is not true.
Of a 24-hour rum session.
That's not true.
That's some way to treat the kids, isn't it?
Right then, that'll do it for Extra Time.
How many times has Arsenal scored in 9 minutes?
3, Shaka. 3. And yet nobody on this panel was impressed.
Maybe tell you what, I was impressed with Bologna yesterday.
Were you?
No.
I heard they lost 5 of 7 in the league.
Well, it was easy win from Milan, mate.
Who do you know that tells you that? You must have a really good laugh with him.